Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pharma Talks. I'm your host, Natalia Andrichuk, and today we are diving into a topic that's on everyone's mind today, the AI Golden Rush for pharma marketing. Before we jump in, let me remind you, please share, leave us a review, leave us a like, a comment, everything is appreciated. And if you have any burning questions or want to discuss how the Zevern can elevate your pharma marketing strategies, feel free to reach out to our team. And here will be the link for this. So let us start it. Here we have the guest. To break this down, I'm thrilled to welcome today's guest, Dan Atieh, head of Evizard. Dan, it's a pleasure to have you here. Before we get into the big AI questions, could you share a little about yourself and your role at Zevern as a head of Evizard?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Natalia. This is such an exciting topic, and thank you for inviting me to this this awesome podcast. Just a little bit about myself. I've been in the life sciences industry for 20 plus years. The majority of my career, I was at IQVIA, and most recently at IQVIA was head of OCE, or Orchestrated Customer Engagement. And I'm thrilled to be here at V7 heading up our great product, eWizard. I've been in this role now for since about mid-year of last year. So again, yeah, thrilled to be here and discussing this very interesting topic.
Yeah, great that you have found time for us. You know, like here we have the first question. You know, AI is promising a lot. AI is promising to revolutionize pharma marketing. But there is a debate. There is always a debate. Is it really helping marketeers be more strategic, or is it just making bad marketing faster?
Yeah, that's a funny question, right? It's almost like thinking about all of those self-driving cars out there now, right? Are those really going to get you somewhere like exciting, or are they just going to get you lost quicker, right? So I've heard this question a lot, right? How is AI really helping? And you know, the way I look at this personally is I feel that most AI solutions out there are really focusing purely on automation and efficiency, right? Pumping out, as it's related to pharma marketing, and we're, you know, I'm focused on content because, you know, eWizard being sort of a content authoring tool, it's about pumping out content faster or analyzing data quicker, which again, don't get me wrong, that all that stuff is super, you know, important and are great. But the key, I think, is that they're often missing that strategic aspect of that content and where AI can help with that, right? So, you know, in pharma marketing, strategy is everything, right? It's not just about pushing out content faster. We're talking about highly regulated content, highly personalized content. Again, the same old phrase still applies. You have to deliver the right message at the right time with the right channel. We've all heard that a million times, right? But we really do need to ensure that we can do all of this while staying compliant. Right. And that's where I believe AI needs to evolve. Right. Instead of just helping marketers produce more content, how should AI help them to produce better content? Content that is modular, structured, reusable across channels and markets. Right. And I think that that's really, you know, something that we've prioritized here at V7 with eWizard. Right. Our approach is really just isn't about making content creation faster, which we do. We have a March release coming out, and you're going to see that we've advanced, our AI content generation. But it's really about making it more strategic, integrating the modular content strategy, intelligent tagging, omni-channel adaptability. There's all of these things that you have to think about when you're thinking about a solution that is going to, you know, allow marketers to get where they need to be.
It's absolutely amazing. Yes, strategy, relevant content, to be consistent with your branding, right? To be consistent with your material and with your messages, to be able to promote and to tell about different you know, like medication cures on the very same page. It's not just about generation. It's about just being able to be relevant, efficient, to make impactful communication. And of course, AI must be under the hood, and we must have a combination of all of those to generate properly, but to connect and to sound relevant. So we need to have a combination of those things, right? And as much as we are working with the one of the most regulated industries, with pharmaceuticals and life sciences, one of the biggest promises of AI of all time, like promises of all time, is speeding up MLR reviews. But so many pharma teams still struggle with the compliance bottlenecks. So there are so many bots around, there are so many know-hows already. Why do you think this struggle is continuous?
So I've you know, being in this space, and even, you know, talking at some of these events and conferences, you always hear this promise, right? You hear this promise of smoother MLR, speed up the approvals, reduce the manual reviews, like make compliance effortless. I can almost, like, I don't know about you, where you live, Natalia, but in the U.S. we have like these infomercials that will, you know, claim these outlandish things that you can do, like, you know, get these six pack abs without doing anything. Deep down, you know that you want to believe it, but it's really not that simple. And I almost think it's like in the same thing. It's like this utopia of MLR, right? And I think that, you know, when you think about it, it's not just speed. It's not just speed of getting it through, but it's the accuracy and the predictability of it, right? And so I really think the reason why many still struggle with these AI solutions is that content generation, it doesn't actually address the complexities of the regulatory review and compliance process. You need this integrated regulatory intelligence, right? So I like that term, right? And what we're thinking about here, integrated regulatory intelligence, you need tools that sort of understand compliance frameworks, right? So that they can anticipate the regulatory risks before they become roadblocks, right? Or ensure the content is structured and tagged appropriately, reduce the redundancy, right? Because you could have AI spit out the spit out content faster, but if it's not followed the approved structure, then, like, you know, it's almost like you're just speeding up the need for manual intervention or speeding up the rejection process at the end of it, right? And so, yeah, I think, you know, some of the things that we're doing here to address those specifically with eWizard is that, just, you know, not thinking about just making reviews faster once it gets to the MLR team, but what can we do to make it more predictable upfront, right? To help content teams, right, really anticipate issues upfront, leveraging predictability scores. So we have an MLR acceleration engine that helps content creators with predictability scores and percentages with detailed information. We want to catch these things upfront, right? Or, you know, validating things for specific markets. Right. If you're doing content for different markets, you may have different rules, right, by region or by area. We want to make sure that you're able to have these customizable collections of these rules with select validation per region. And what, you know, at the end of the day, downstream, I think this gives these MLR teams a huge assist, right? So they're not just drowning in revisions. So, again, I don't think we're there. I think AI really can speed up MLR, but really, if it's only designed in a way that it understands the process from the get-go.
Absolutely. And even if we are just even right now, we feel that the framework is premature, we are still making sure that the content which is absolutely irrelevant will be not going on the table of the reviewer, right? So it's eliminating the number of mistakes, and it's really helping to have a very deep quality and reference, if you want, and messaging check. So to make sure, like, we are having a much higher chance to be reviewed and approved in in the next step. So that's
that is utopia, right? I truly believe that that is going to be sort of the winner at the end of the day, right? If we can figure out not just getting spitting out more content and making it, but allowing the teams to understand this beforehand, creating processes, leveraging artificial intelligence to get that through the door, at the end goal, it's going to speed it up. We still hear that today, that this is a huge blocker. Getting content to market gets held up in the medical, legal, and regulatory review, and it's a big focus that we need to address.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So that's such an insightful conversation. So I just need to ask this question: like, looking ahead, what do you think will separate the winners from the losers in AI-driven pharma marketing over the next 5 years? I'm not asking for much, like 5 years from now.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
So I think the sort of the title of this podcast is sort of the AI gold rush, right? And I guess if you want to think about the winners, I would say the winners are going to be the one that bring the pickaxes and a strategy, not just hoping to sort of strike gold by accident and stuff. You really got to get into the details of the processes. So like, you know, AI-driven pharma marketing, I believe, is still in its early days. If I think about it, we're really thinking about and seeing two very different approaches emerge, right? And the first being like the speed first AI crowd. These are the companies that really thinking about AI, about doing everything faster. And we talked about it before in some of the other conversations that we had, but it's, they're pushing automation to its limits without really considering the quality, compliance, and long-term strategy of what actually is being produced, right? And then there's this this strategy first crowd where, you know, companies are balancing the automation with intelligence. And they understand that AI isn't just a tool for speed. It's actually a tool for scale. It's personalization, tool for compliance. And I believe the winners are really going to be, you know, the AI-driven pharma marketing will be the ones that blend automation with true strategy. And I think some of the things that this means, it's like, you know, creating content that's not just fast, but it's reusable, it's modular. So it can be adapted across global markets without rework. Integrating AI with the regulatory intelligence that I talked about before.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, compliance isn't just an afterthought, but it's actually built in to the advantage of what we're doing. And it's really leveraging AI to enhance personalization, because at the end of the day, we hear about this all the time. Personalization is key, not just in pharma marketing, but everything. But it's behind the eight ball, I would say, in pharma. But it's really, I mean, look, you know, personalized, compliant, omnichannel experience, it's where the real marketing impact happens. So, in general, I think that's where, I mean, you know, and here at V7 and eWizard, it's really what we're focusing on. It's not just AI to make content faster. I'll say it again. It's really more structured, more compliant, and more adaptable to different markets, right? And I think that the companies that fail in this are the ones who are treating AI like this shiny new tool, instead of a strategic enabler, right? And so I believe really the real winners are going to be the ones that use AI as that strategic force multiplier, not just sort of a speed hack, you know, because at the end of the day, AI is going to only really be good as the strategy behind it. So I think that these gaps need to be bridged.
This is a great overview and has been such insightful conversation, Dan. AI is really, like, clearly changing pharma marketing, but success isn't just about speed. I do agree with you. It's about strategy,
totally.
Relevancy, accuracy, and compliance. So thank you for sharing your expertise today. So
absolutely. Thanks for having me.
To have you in our studio. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Pharma Talks. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, and we will see you next time. Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks all.